blood where the half-caste girl may have trod. And at that under his birth, he cursed her for a fool. The gaunt man checked his leader's tracking, and the little man on the white horse rode behind. A man lost in a dream. They rode one after another. The man with the silver bridle led the way, and they spoke never a word. After a time, it came to the little man on the white horse that the world was very still. He started out of his dream. Besides the little noises of their horses and equipment, the whole great valley kept the brooding quiet of a painted scene. Before him went his master and his fellow, each intently leaning forward to the left, each impassively moving the paces of his horse. Their shadows went before them, still, noiseless, tapering attendants, and nearer a crouched cool shape was his own. He looked about him. What was it that had gone? Then he remembered the reverberation from the banks of the gorge and the perpetual accompaniment of shifting, jostling pebbles. And, moreover, there was no breeze. That was it. What a vast, still place it was, a monotonous afternoon slumber, and the sky open and blank, except for a somber veil.